This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives is moving to the next phase of the Democrats' impeachment probe of President Donald Trump after pushing through a resolution setting its ground rules. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Standing next to an American flag poster on the House floor, Speaker Nancy Pelosi billed it as a move to protect the Constitution.
What is at stake in all of this is nothing less than our democracy.
Saying Congress needs to probe whether the president violated his oath. Democrats insist the process will be fair and transparent, with open hearings and the president's lawyers able to question witnesses. The White House says it's another step in the Democrats' unhinged obsession with impeaching President Trump, and an illegitimate one at that. Republicans like Doug Collins are vowing to protect him.
Folks, this ain't over. Get ready. The cloud that is dropping will be dropping on their heads.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Among those voting Thursday was Congresswoman Katie Hill. It was her last vote before stepping down amid allegations she had an improper relationship with a staffer. In her final speech on the floor of Congress Thursday, she said she was proud to vote to impeach President Trump. She also said coverage of her story by conservative blogs, which published nude photos and details about her sex life, was evidence of the double standard to which women in Congress are subject.
I am leaving now because of a double standard. I am leaving because I no longer want to be used as a bargaining chip. I'm leaving because I didn't want to be peddled by papers and blogs and websites used by shameless operatives for the dirtiest gutter politics that I've ever seen.
Hill stepped down in response to ethics rules banning members of Congress from relationships with their employees. The rules were put into place as a response to the Me Too movement, started primarily by women who had been sexually harassed by men. This is VOA News. North Korea has fired what appear to be two ballistic missiles, according to Japan and South Korea. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
South Korea's military says the North has fired two projectiles towards its eastern sea, an apparent resumption of weapons tests aimed at ramping up pressure on Washington over a stalemate in nuclear negotiations. North Korea's latest launch follows statements of displeasure by top government officials over the negotiations with the U.S. and demands that the Trump administration ease sanctions and pressure on Pyongyang. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new contract between union members and Ford could be ratified soon. AP correspondent Matt Small has that story.
The United Auto Workers says it's reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford. The union says the deal was reached last night after 3 days of intense bargaining. The UAW says it must be approved by committees of national union leaders, and local officials will meet tomorrow in Detroit before it's sent to Ford's 55,000 union workers for a ratification vote. While no details were offered, the agreement likely will mirror the pact approved by General Motors workers after a 40-day strike. I'm Matt Small.
The number of U.S. vaping illnesses has jumped again. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the story.
Despite all the warnings about vaping, the CDC says just under 1,900 confirmed and probable cases have been reported in 49 states. That includes 37 deaths in 24 states. No single ingredient, electronic cigarette, or vaping device has been linked to all the illnesses. Health officials urge people to avoid vaping, particularly products containing THC, and purchased off the street. Shelley Adler, Washington.
India has formally implemented legislation that removes Indian-controlled Kashmir's semi-autonomous status and begins direct federal rule of the disputed area. Government forces were on high alert to prevent anti-India protests or rebel attacks. A car bomb killed at least eight people on Thursday in a vegetable market in a northern region of Syria held by Turkish forces. Turkey's official news agency says another 14 people were wounded in the attack. At least five people are dead in the southern Philippines after it was struck by a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake on Thursday. It was the third one to hit the region this month. The two previous tremors killed a total of 13 people. Hundreds of people were injured and scores of buildings were destroyed or damaged in the previous two quakes. And police and protesters engaged in a standoff in Hong Kong's nightlife district on Thursday. Pro-democracy demonstrators had urged people to celebrate Halloween by wearing masks in defiance of a government ban. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.